Inform the Emperor that the Jedi Temple has been sealed.
Yes, my lord.
Annie?
What, sir?
Annie! Little Annie!
Jar Jar, I am no longer Anakin Skywalker.
These are some nice adults, you boobah!
Look, Jar Jar, it is very important that you never speak to me again.
What's happened to you?
You should burn your face.
Jar Jar!
Annie, prepare me! What's happened to you?
Jar Jar, homie, my main man, quickly. Before the Separatists attack, get into the escape pod.
Hey, if this is escape, then we're the pod.
Get the pod!
Annie, you are not gonna believe it. Misa all sparkly glowy. Now Misa gonna have all the time to spend together. I love
And welcome to Getting Into Geekdom, episode 4, the Star Wars edition.
That was nice. That was pretty good.
Like that special effect. Effect right there.
You got a soundboard now.
I know.
What else you got
on
there?
Oh, Annie! Oh, Annie!
Oh, Annie!
I can't even do it.
Houdini!
Oh, Jar Jar, my main man. Anyways... Welcome to Getting a Geekdom, episode 4, the Star Wars episode. I'm your host, Matt, and with us we have Miles, as always. Miles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing awesome, and it's about an hour away, and then I'll be doing fantastic. But we can come back to
that. I'm going to try to get back on there.
They'll let you in.
I hope so. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about The Old Republic. Officially comes out in an hour at midnight. It is 11:01 right now. And I'm already level 26, so...
I have yet to play, but my goal is to get through about 40 hours of mandatory content in the span of about 8 to catch up.
Oh.
I'm going to see if I can do
okay.
that.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
Without skipping any conversation.
But we are back from a long break. We had finals, and it's that time of the year. So everyone's really busy.
Thanksgiving.
But, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up in a week. And, you know, down here, Christmas is a special thing. So, Miles, did you ever get your son the present? Why'd you wind up getting him the other day?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's way into anything that's a car, which now he says, he calls him Guy now, which I don't understand why.
Could I be the guy?
He goes, Guy? Guy, and then just go broom broom. Like, oh, okay, you mean car? I mean, I don't know where that came from, but
20XG6.
I got him. It's like a little Lightning McQueen, or it's from Cars 2, which, you know, it's not a very good movie, but it has Lightning McQueen still, which is what he cares about. But it's a like a little not micro machine, but I guess micro machine. You know, those little cars. They put them on the ramps, and they shoot off, and they fly around and crap like that. And he'll probably hit himself in the eye with it once, or me. But I think he will like it. It's a tradition I want to do every year. You know, me and my wife will pick out presents as a group, you know, as a couple, but then I will get something special from me to him.
Aww, that daddy moment.
But yeah, and then we go, oh, and then someone goes, doo, doo, doo.
Then, side swipe to the next scene.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's kick this show off all about Star Wars, which everyone knows about Star Wars. We're hopefully going to talk about some things that you might not have seen or heard of. I know there's a couple on here that are pretty out there.
Maybe.
But I'll start this week. I'm doing TV and books, and we're going to jump right into TV. And if you couldn't guess what this clip was when you heard it...
Inform the Emperor that the Jedi Temple has been sealed.
Yes, ma'am.
That is from Robot Chicken. I mean,
pretty sure
you hear
canon,
that,
isn't it?
It is canon. It's definitely canon. Jar Jar is now a Jedi ghost, Jedi spirit.
All right.
And he is torturing Anakin for the rest of his life. Even though, well, you know, what's really weird is Anakin dies, right? Wouldn't Anakin and Jar Jar be together?
Which TV show did you pick? I picked Robot Chicken. Matt.
Yeah?
Okay.
Do you not hear me? All right, that is from Robot Chicken. You can immediately hear the from the very beginning and, you know, pull that out and figure what it is. If you haven't seen any of the Star Wars Robot Chicken specials, you need to. They're hilarious.
Oh yeah, everything about them is awesome. I think they've done, have they done three now, one for each movie? Or like, not, you know what I mean, not like...
They've done three segments.
Three segments, yeah, exactly. Which, those are awesome. I mean, I think my personal favorite is the part, is one of them where you basically get Darth Vader calling the Emperor from the TIE fighter to let him know that the Death Star has been destroyed. And I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? Because obviously they let that out. It's mm-hmm. funny.
He's crying. God.
Yeah, he's crying.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm sorry. You know, these things are expensive. I'm sorry.
Well, and I really like him a lot better than the Family Guy ones.
Really? See, I like the Family Guys.
I don't. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because Robot Chicken throws so much more in there at you, while Family Guy, I don't know, it seems like it fell flat for me. Like, I didn't find him nearly as funny as, like, the Stormtrooper, Emperor, Stormtrooper, like, that I remember. But I can't really remember any, like, memorable moments from the Family Guy ones.
Well, I will say, the Robot Chicken are funnier. But, I mean, I own the complete edition of the Robot Chicken on Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. Which I got for Christmas last year, now that I think about it. Maybe I'll get them again this year. I mean, I think they're both pretty funny. I mean, but you're right, though. I mean, the Robot Chicken can do kind of whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And the Family Guy, just, I think Seth MacFarlane was just trying to stick with the actual storyline. They didn't really add anything too much. They made fun of a couple bits, like how at the end of Emperor Strikes Back, Lando was wearing the exact same clothes that Han wears. Like, he's outright and says, watch the real movies, you'll see he's wearing the same shirt,
same clothes.
But Robot Chicken is much better in general.
Well, I was actually reading earlier when I was prepping my notes that Seth MacFarlane actually commented on the Robot Chicken episode, saying that Seth Green like made the Emperor a much more like sympathetic character, like you could sympathize with him a lot more.
Oh, really?
The Robot Chicken stuff. So I wonder if the Robot Chicken, you know, show gave him the idea. But then again, you know, Seth Green works with Seth MacFarlane on Family Guy, being Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if it was more like a joint effort, you know, kind of dealy.
Well, I love at the end of every Family Guy one, they make fun of the Robot Chicken ones. And like,
really?
Well, yeah, like Peter, Brian, and Stewie, who are all voiced by Seth MacFarlane, will be in agreement that Family Guy's better than Robot Chicken. And each episode, they do all three of them. Chris will defend Robot Chicken as being original and like creative and, you know, for the budget, a great show. And then at the final one, Meg and Lois agree with Chris that Seth MacFarlane or that Family Guy is like, you know, all the same and, you know, just stupid jokes and stuff because they're all teaming up against him. But it was really funny. I think that might have been one of the funniest parts of the show, honestly, is the end, which is sad. But
but no, like, I don't know. The Robot Chicken ones are very special, and usually Robot Chicken is one of those shows where I can sit and watch it when it's on TV, but it's never one of those shows I've ever really wanted to get a collected version of it. Because yeah. If I go back and watch some of the early ones, like when it first started, they don't make me laugh anymore at all. It's kind of like a Futurama effect I have.
Happy
like, I watched every single episode of Futurama so many times when I was on Adult Swim that I hate Futurama. And I know I need to give it a chance. I've heard the new seasons are pretty freaking good. But like the older Robot Chickens, man, I can't do anymore.
See, I don't have that problem. That happens with me with movies. Like, I'll watch a movie so many times that I don't want to see it again. I can, like, you know, I'll put it in and go, oh, yeah, I remember everything. Like, every dialogue, I don't want to see this movie. But with like, Robot Chicken, I mean, or even the first seasons, I'll rewatch them. I might not laugh, but I still find it more entertaining than not watching it.
Now, a show that I will keep, I can watch over and over and over and over and over again, no matter how many times I've seen a single episode, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I can watch that show all day.
Why love it. The Meat Bridge. That was a horrible keep watch. That's from the first episode, though. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's the very first episode.
I'm tempted to do a meat watch. I'm pulsing around. Arise, chicken. Chicken, arise. Arise.
super ultra mega chicken?
Read funny word. I am sofa king. We Todd Ed.
Yeah.
You say funny thing.
Yeah. Faster.
Oh, super ultra mega chicken.
Yes, exactly. Super ultra mega chicken. Hilarious.
And while we're talking about Star Wars, I don't think they've ever done any references to Star Wars in Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Dude, I don't know what that show is actually about. Like, I want
Aqua Unit Patrol Squad 1.
I haven't seen that yet, and I really need to.
Unit Patrol, Unit Patrol.
They did do, I guess the Space Cadets was kind of just supposed to be
Space Cadets.
You know that was supposed to be a show, right? That didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the whole pilot.
I'm really glad it didn't, because it's not very funny. They're funny in the episodes, yeah. But like, the intros aren't that good. I like the Moon Knights a lot better.
Well, the Moon Knights are in the Space Cadets.
But no, it's Space Cadets. Space Cadets are the German dudes.
Yeah, but they're fighting the Moon Knights the entire time. I'm telling you, because the Moon Knights write "we eat farts" on their ship. And the guy goes, "We know
you, eat farts."
Shut up, Imri!
My favorite episode of that, sorry we're getting on tangent, folks, but my favorite episode with them is when they try to make that fake shake. They try to clone them.
Yeah, for terraforming the Earth. They just kind of gave me a picture and told me to clone you.
Oh, okay. He's like, "Oh, hey guys, it's me, Master Shake."
Major
yeah.
Shake.
Major.
It's me, Major Shake. He's got the jukebox and like the arm, the hand coming out of his straw.
Oh man, I love it, dude. Well, moving on, we're gonna get to books now, and we're gonna get back to Star Wars. It's a book that I've actually mentioned before. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before in the last Getting Into Geekdom episode when Miles was talking about the Revan book, which he read and didn't like.
You know, I liked it at the beginning. When you hit the end of the book, I was pissed and angry, and you know, books should make you feel that way if that's the point, but it was not the point of this.
Well, do you think it was forced to get out there before the game came out, or because
this is how I describe it. It was a book that was, it was a book written for a game, not a book written about a game. They wrote it because, hey, this game's coming out, and we can provide a little more backstory. But they left it completely more than open-ended. They left it because the game's coming out and the game is supposed to continue the story. And that's what pissed me off, because there is no climax in the book. There's no resolution. There's just setting and then over. And, like, that's not a book. That's just a waste of time. And what made it worse is that the book itself, I downloaded it digitally, and the book itself was 470 pages or something. And so you get 200 pages in, and the main Revan novel's over. And you're like, oh, crap. Like, well, that sucks. And then you see, like, oh, well, I got 200 more pages. Maybe it's another book, like, somewhere else in the universe, another time, whatever. But the rest of the book is just excerpts from the author's other, like, 7 Star Wars books he wrote. Which is just more annoying, because you start reading, you go, this might be a good story. Oh, it's over. Like, I don't want to buy 9 more books. Like, I'm pissed. I want my $12 back or whatever the frick I paid for it.
That really sucks, because Revan is a cool character.
Dude, Revan is my favorite character.
Well, back to Deceived by Paul S. Kemp. It's basically the second novel of the pre the Old Republic game. The first one is called Fatal Alliance, and it's actually about like a Sith and a Jedi kind of aligning, like making an alliance and fighting droids. Which who cares? Fatally alliance?
They fatally form an alliance.
They fatally form. Oh, yeah. Waka waka. Deceived is the second one, and I really enjoyed Deceived. Miles complained it was a little short, but for what it did, I think it did a good job. But I've yet to see the Fat Man ship or either of the characters in the game yet.
Really? I mean, what is the? I always think of Darth Malak for some reason. It's Malgus, right?
Malgus, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Is he in the game from what you've seen?
Yes, he's been mentioned.
Okay. Well, I figured they'd have to, because, like, well, how long ago? Why don't you set the story of the book, like the base of the setting, and then we'll move on from there. But
all right, basically, a Padawan's master is killed, and by Darth Malgus. Malgus and the Empire raid Coruscant, raid the Jedi Temple in Coruscant. Kill her master, which he's mentioned in the game too. I can't remember his name currently. I can't remember her name either. But
that's the main cinematic of the game, right? The opening cinematic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's murdered by. Actually, you know, he has a good chance versus Malgus until the rest of the fleet comes in, and so the temple's is, you know, just destroyed and plundered, and she wants revenge. So the Padawan flees the Jedi, or I guess she's on Tythys.
Yes.
Yeah, she leaves Tythys and, you know, hops a hops a ride to go to Coruscant, and where she runs into, is his name Z?
Yeah. Z-Man?
She runs into Z-Man, who's a smuggler, and he flies a ship named Fat Man. He's smuggling spice so that he can pay off his daughter's medication, is that right? Like, she's paralyzed?
She was paralyzed in, like, the hover chair and the, not the surgeries. Well, she didn't have a hover chair yet, I think. She just has a normal chair. But her, like, hospital bills and stuff, he works for the exchange, and he has what's called N-Spice, which is engineered spice, so if you're addicted to this spice, you can't buy. It's like it'd basically be like if there was cocaine from a certain dealer that had a certain addictive effect, that if you bought cocaine from anyone else, it would not fill that itch you have. So you have to buy cocaine just from these one people. So everyone on the planet Coruscant, which is under Imperial law, who is addicted to this Ing spice, if they don't get it, then they lose, you know, probably hundreds or thousands of buyers, which is, you know, a big debt to them. So they pay Z-Man, or they say, we'll wipe your debt clean if you get to the planet that's under the embargo.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, they wind up meeting each other, and he's actually met her before. And they kind of reminisce a little bit, and then she finds out what he's doing. And he has to go to Coruscant, she has to go to Coruscant, so they both go to Coruscant. There's some ridiculous stuff that happens, like, he's in Fat Man, the ship, and they're going into the atmosphere, and they're getting fired at by the Imperial ships. And when they get into the atmosphere, they eject, and she grabs him, and they fall, and she uses the Force to break their fall.
Which, I mean, I imagine Yoda could do it.
It's the Padawan.
Yoda could do it. I'm just saying. I forgot she was a Padawan, though. Was she still a Padawan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his name's like Zatan something. The guy that her master started with a Z.
Yeah.
And, I assume so. She didn't become a master at the end of the book. I don't think she can become a Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Because they're not supposed to leave.
And because I'm surprised Chateel Shan hasn't mentioned anything in the game yet. Because I don't think she liked Chateel Shan. Because she's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Chateel seems kind of a jerk to me. Is she the one that's in the other, like the Republic opening cinematic, where she's the
woman on the box, the one holding the lightsaber? That's Chateel Shan.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a really fun book. There's some awesome fight scenes with Darth Malgus. Malgus is a cool bad guy. I don't know if he's gonna stay with the Empire forever because he's very conflicted.
Yes.
I think he'll eventually become just. Or going the game-wise, tour-wise, I think he'll eventually just come a raid boss by himself. Because I think he'll branch away from the Empire and the Republic will join sides to kill him. Kind of like how they did the Lich King in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I see it going. But I like him. He's a cool bad guy.
So I got one for you. I'm just going to say the name Lord Scourge.
I've heard of him, too.
I guarantee you will see him in the game. I mean, I have not played the game past like level 9 in beta. And I guarantee you he will be in the game, and you'll probably fight him, I would imagine.
Well, real quick, we're going to mention Knights of the Old Republic real quick, while we're talking about this, is why it's fresh in my mind. The most KOTOR-like storyline, I mean, I haven't played the other ones, but the Jedi Knight feels just like it would be KOTOR 3. I mean, the storyline, everything feels like Knights of the Old Republic 1.
Oh, that's good times.
Like, so, I mean, I guess all the companions have drama to them, but the companion the Knight has, the other Jedi you get, it's awesome. Her story is great.
I love it. Much better than yours. I played level 9 up to the Jedi Consular, so I didn't get my AC, my advanced class, which was killing me, because all I wanted to do was be a Jedi Shadow. Since they've announced the Shadow, I said, I need a dual-bladed lightsaber, and I need to kill people, and I need to go stealth and stab them. And I never got to do it, which really sucked. But, you know, your first one is the... first guy you get is a bounty hunter who basically loses all of his honor, so he stays with you to get his honor back.
That's cool.
Yeah, like his race is they believe that their god or their deity basically is a scorekeeper. I think that's what they actually call him, the scorekeeper in the sky or something like that. So every time they hunt, every time they do something like that, they get more ticks, you know what I mean? And so that when you die, the better your score, the better you are, basically. And spoiler, I'll give you a second to pause the show and fast forward, we'll say a minute. But he gets captured at the very beginning, like level 2. You know, he gets captured, and so because he's captured and you free him, he loses all of his score. So he has to start over again.
Wow.
And that's why he stays with you, because he wants to basically catch the people who made him lose his score to get back at them and then continue to make score to get points.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's all right. I don't know what race he is. He's one of those weird reptilian races, I think.
It's been a... I won't say Argonians, but I don't think that's right.
That would be Skyrim, I think.
Shut up. Whatever. Sounds like a lizard.
Man.
Is he a Khajiit? The Nords are really popular.
There's kitty cat people in this game. Exit stage, you try.
There actually are kitty cat in KOTOR. I think they might be called Khajiit, too. I don't know. Anyway.
Miles, but, it is your turn.
Oh, wow, that was quick. Okay, all right. Well, I'm doing movies this weekend, you know, and there's six main ones that come to mind. But I have a couple that are a little, maybe lesser known. One in particular is called Ewoks, The Battle for Endor. And now, there were a couple movies made, this being one of them, that were basically a spinoff from the Star Wars franchise, just basically saying, let's throw characters in from Star Wars and, you know, leech off that as much as possible.
Because they're considered canon, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they are.
I hope not. But I guess they could be.
I think they are.
Man. I mean, like, Lucas has nothing to do with these whatsoever. Spielberg has nothing to do with these whatsoever. This particular movie is actually directed actually and written by Jim Wheat and Ken Wheat. I'm assuming brothers. Never, not too sure on that. I'm going to say yes, brothers. They're the first Wachowski brothers before one turned into a woman. So now it's known as Wachowski, which is kind of a weird thing in general. But that's another show. Anywho.
What are you talking about? I have no idea. One's a girl now?
One had a sex change like a year or two ago.
What?
Now they're just called the Wachowskis.
And, I have never heard that.
I mean, you Google it while I talk about this, and you'll see that I'm right. Or I just really offended people. I mean, not that they listen to the show, but anyway. So what this movie's about is that there's a spaceship that crashes on the planet, okay? It's got a family, mom, dad, older brother, and then younger sister. It crashes on Endor. Now, at the time, I'm not exactly sure when it's supposed to take place. I think it takes place before the Empire and stuff all happens. I think it takes a little bit before that time. But basically, there's no humans really on this planet except for one. You meet him. His name's Noah. But this giant monster takes mom and dad away. And brother, actually. They all get taken away. And they the whole family has bracelets that have four color lights, one for each family member. And when the light goes out, that person's dead. Which is kind of a morbid system of keeping track of your family. Because you could just look down at your watch and be like, crap, my daughter's dead. But the little girl, whose name is Sindel, she's looking for her parents, and she comes across Wicket. Now, Wicket is like the only Ewok that has ever been given a name in any of Star Wars that I can remember, anyway. He's the little one that actually, I think he's the only one that actually wears clothes. That could be wrong, too. He's the one that Princess Leia finds on Endor. So Sindel finds Wicket, and Wicket and her start looking for her family, and they run into this guy.
Wicket good.
Wicket, yeah, exactly. He goes, ship crash, and Wicket goes, crash. But they find a man named Noah. Now, Noah is played by Mr. Diabetes.
Diabetes.
He didn't have diabetes back then, more than likely. But several chocolate-covered Ewoks later, he has diabetes. But Wilford Brimley has a friend, and his friend, this is hilarious, his friend is this little guy named Teek. Now, Teek has a whole race Star Wars canon. And you know, right, it must be canon because it's included in some of the Star Wars comics. Teek is from the race of Teeks, if I'm remembering correctly. I know. He got named himself after his, like, your name, Matt, is now human because you are a human.
You are a race of Matts.
You are a race
of
Matts.
Your name is Matt. Hey, Marklar.
Exactly. He's a Marklar.
Marklar.
Plain and simple, he's a Marklar. But Teek has the ability to run really fast. So he's basically the Flash. But because he runs fast, he gets really hungry, and so he eats a lot. So he's basically the Flash. There are some other notable Teeks in the history of Teeks. I'm not going to go into them, but they're definitely there. But so basically, you know, happy ending. I'll just say that. They find their parents. They fight this giant monster. They beat... Exactly. They beat the monster's master, who's this weird-looking dude. I mean, it's not a great movie.
Sounds like just a typical 80s
yes, kind of movie to me. It was a typical 80s sci-fi. Okay, here we go. Wikipedia, or no, I'm sorry, Internet Movie Database, which is it's a pretty reliable source. Out of 10, 3,788 users gave it an average rating of 5.2 out of 10. Not incredibly high. You know, I'm probably going to rate it lower than that here in a second. But it's one of those movies you have to watch. You know what I mean? Because Wicked actually talks a little bit in it. The woman's trying to explain that little girl. Sindel is trying to explain that her ship crashed. So Wicket goes like, she goes, look, my ship, boom, boom, crash. And Wicket goes, go, crash. Like he actually speaks.
Oh, Eddie!
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's 10 times better than Jawa, though. But the best part of it is Wicket is actually played by Warwick Davis, which if you don't know him, he's in so many movies. He is he's a midget, a dwarf. You know, he's actually a short person. He's in all the Harry Potters. He either plays Professor Flitwick or Flitwick, or Griphook. So he's in actually all 7 movies or 8 movies. I'm pretty sure one form or another. He was in the movie Willow. He was Willow, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Willow.
I think he's Willow. Is he Willow? Yeah, he's Willow. Yeah, yeah. And he's even in Star Tours. So he's a Disney writer. What have you done lately? But yeah, so you know, it's one of those movies you gotta see just to say you saw it. And you can the whole time you can take a shot every time you see Mr. Diabetes. Just go tackle.
Diabetes.
Now, games. I would assume you're going to think I'm going to say The Old Republic. And you are correct. No,
Psych!
No, gotcha, son. It was a trap. It's a trap. We need a soundboard. Really.
Just Star Wars.
Just anything. I played this game so much, and this is actually what made me like the game of chess. It was Star Wars chess. And I'll tell you why. I need you guys, everyone, to close your eyes and just picture this while you can.
Okay, all right.
All right, there's 2 sides. You know, let's say the white piece and the black piece. The white pieces are the Republic. Your pawns, which you have 8 of, R2-D2.
Okay.
Your rooks, the castles, another name, insides, Yoda. On a log stump, so he's a good, so he's slightly taller than R2-D2.
Of course.
You got your knights, which obviously are who would you be a knight?
Jedi knight.
Chewbacca.
Obi-Wan.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is a knight with a bowcaster.
That's stupid.
Your bishops are R2-D2. Your bishops are C-3PO. Your king is Luke, and your queen is Leia. Now then. Han Solo is not in this whatsoever. Don't know why. He totally should have been. But I guess you can only have so many pieces. So that's your team. You know, I always play light side because who's going to be the good guys? The bad guys, the Imperials, are the black pieces. Your pawns are stormtroopers. Pretty common sense. Actually, everything makes sense except for the knights. But the rooks are the AT walkers. AT-ST, I think. The chicken walkers. Two-legged.
They would always kill my R2, and it's like,
whee! Yeah, exactly. They just explode. You have the, I'm going to skip knights. The bishops are Boba Fett, which is awesome. It's got the jetpack and everything. The queen is actually Darth Vader, which is pretty funny.
Oh, Eddie! Yeah,
and then the king is the emperor. All that makes sense. That's all evil people. You know what I mean? Guess who the knights are. Can you remember?
Dude, I was like 5 years old when I played that game. Let's see.
The Knights. Oh, go ahead. Take a guess. See what you can come up with.
The Knights. Jawas.
Close. They're the sand people.
Same. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They're not really evil. I mean, I guess they're kind of bad in the movie.
I know, but it's just like everything's totally imperial, and then it's like sand people.
They should have just did like an agent, like a regular dude or something.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. Yeah, I think they were going for that iconic person. Then like, we can't do Jabba the Hutt because he's too big.
Mm-hmm. Don't do Jabba. Now, as soon as Miles mentioned this game, it brought back like immediate memories. Like when I was little, because I was like, wait a minute, that was on Sega CD, wasn't it? He goes, no, it's just on the PC. No, you're right, it is on Sega CD. Sega CD was when I played that game.
Five people had those, and Matt was one of them.
That's my brother, actually.
Brother was one of them.
Oh, and it was funny, speaking of Sega CD,
Sega.
Sonic CD came out on the iPhone the other day.
Really?
I want to get it. I love Sonic CD. The Sega CD was really known for like its weird like motion, like live action video games where you have to make a decision, you know, and something else happens. Like, there's that basketball game, which was terrible. There was a Warhammer game my brother had where you're like a Space Hulk, basically, where you're the like, Space Marines in the ship and you have to press the right direction or the Tyranid alien will get you. Basically, think part of those games called where you're the Knight of the Blonde Hair, and if you like choose the wrong direction, you die instantly. Something Quest, like Knight's Quest.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
You're like Dick, your guy's name is Dick. Anyways, whatever.
You're basically a dick. I'm just throwing that out there.
Anyways, that game, I played a lot of that game when I was little. And like Miles said, actually, you know, helped me appreciate chess. There was actually another cool game on the Sega CD of Star Wars 2, which was similar to the kind of games I've been talking about, except you can fly in the Millennium Falcon. But
that's pretty sweet. The, I'm sorry, I've been drinking and so I'm yawning. I didn't mean to. I was totally interested. But the Sega CD is awesome. I mean, the Sega's entire problem, for those of you who've never even heard of the Sega CD, is that they were always ahead of their time. They'd make a system that was cool, and then the main brands, if you want to say that, their major competitors, like, cause Sega was always around, but then it was Nintendo, and then Sony. There was those three. As they progressed, then Microsoft jumped in, and when Microsoft jumped in, I mean, everyone would kind of steal their ideas, if you want to say it like that, or just build better than their technology, because Sega would always come out first, and that's the downside of coming out first. You know what I mean? If you're not at the height of technology, because Sega Dreamcast, their last system, was one of the best systems I've ever played. I love the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
Sonic
how,
Adventure, man.
No, dude, yeah, man. I played that forever. Here's how innovative this was, and no one's actually even done this, and it's a great idea. They had memory cards in theirs because they're playing on CDs. But this is before the time pretty much of internal hard drives. Their memory cards were actually little screens, little LCD screens with buttons.
BMUs, you mean?
BMUs, what they were called. What you could do with this is some games, like Sonic, for instance. The Sonic game had these little characters called Chows. Basically, I'm gonna date myself.
You mean
over
Chows? I always call them
Chows.
Chows. Chaos.
Chows. I'm going to date myself more. Most of you probably never heard of Tamagotchi. It's called a virtual pet.
I was in elementary school when Tamagotchi came out, man.
Yeah.
And Gigapets.
Yeah, dude, same exact thing. That's what the Chows were. They were these little things that you could basically, in your game, you'd have this character. You could play with them. You could feed them, whatever. You'd save them to this thing. And then when you're at school, you could play on your memory card, play another game. And then when you were done,
level up your chows.
Exactly. And then that's what I'm saying. And then you level up, bring it back, and you put it back in the game. You keep going. That's huge. You know who's doing that now? That's what Sony's doing now with the PlayStation Vita with cloud saves, basically. It's a form of cloud saves without the internet, because the internet was barely around. But Sega would.
You could plug the Dreamcast up to the internet and play games.
Yes. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was so advanced. I mean, you had to pay for the dial up, but it was worth it. The Sega was just always advanced, but then the next system would come out. Like, Sega came out, and then then Xbox was like, hey, that's a great system. Check out what we can do. And they made the same kind of thing, but better. You know what I mean? They had better titles. Microsoft has said, here's a bajillion dollars to throw at this. And, you can't compete with that, sadly. So Sega just makes games now, and they just make the same game over and over again every 5 years. They make more Sonic games.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about Star Wars chess because it's 10 times better. The reason this game was awesome, first of all, it's chess, which is fun. You have the characters that you know and love. There's nothing better than seeing stormtroopers die. But every character had unique motion about them. They had unique fighting.
Like we mentioned about Sega CD. Like, it shows little live-action cutscenes, yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
So, like, R2-D2's on a little platform. So the platform would lower, and he would move forward. He'd beep. When he'd ever take another piece, he would shoot his little electric shock thing that he Zap shoots him. Little Jabba the Hutt's little rat thing. Yoda, the entire time, would just, like, groan as he walked. He'd be like, and then he would use the Force. I think he picked people up and threw them down. Chewbacca would actually use his bowcaster, just shoot him. R2-D2, I keep saying it. C-3PO would actually get ready to be under attack, and then he'd accidentally hit them. Like, he'd, like, Three Stooges them. Like, he'd bend over and somehow... Hey, what about it? Yeah, exactly. Well, I think he'd bent down and, like, hit them in the head. I mean, it was funny. But it actually also depended on what character they were taking, because they weren't all the same. Leia was just used her gun, which was kind of lame. And I don't remember what Luke did. I'm assuming Luke had the Force, but for the most part, you don't fight with your king. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And then the Imperial side, you'd have the Stormtroopers use their gun. The Walkers would just blast people. And they, you know, they walk slowly and make the noise. The Sand people, person. Exactly. They would put their Bantha stick above their head and, like, do their shout, and they would just hit you with it. I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, I'm pretty sure the bounty hunter, Boba Fett, I'm pretty sure his jetpack lifted him off the ground and he used a flamethrower.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But did they ever do that in the movies? I don't remember that ever happening in the movies.
No, probably not.
Yeah, well, he did that. And then the Emperor, when you had him, which was obviously the king, he'd use Force Lightning on whoever he would take, which is always sad because he'd use Force Lightning on R2-D2 and R2-D2 would just die. Exactly. And then I'm pretty sure Darth Vader just used the fourth choke, or if it was like R2-D2, he'd just pick him up and slam him on the ground in broken pieces. But it is a great game. It came out... Oh, dude, it came out so many years ago. I think it was like 90...
I'd say 96. 96 or 97.
I guess I know you actually looked it up.
And that's what I'm around the age I was. I think that's about right. It was way before 2000.
Okay, sure. And then, but I mean, it was a game that had to be played on DOS or Sega Saturn. But that's how old
it is. Sega CD, bro. Not even Sega Saturn.
Sega CD.
Knights wasn't even around.
Making that up. That's a line. But it was such a good game. I will never forget that. But since we're talking about games, and since we chose, the whole reason, if you haven't figured out why we're doing a Star Wars podcast today, is just because the Old Republic game is coming out for me in 23 minutes.
Just Miles, not anyone else, though, so don't get your hopes up.
You know, I've been waiting for this game I'm gonna depress everyone so much about this. You guys ready to get taken down? You ready to cry, Matt?
Right. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Be strong. And this is actually a sad story. So, my sophomore year of high school, my dad left. My parents got divorced. And he would come by, like good parents do, and just spend money to buy love.
Miles' dad is also a pilot.
Yes. So, I don't know if that really has anything to do. Anyway, so he would come into town, and when he came in, he took me to Best Buy. Two favorite stores, Best Buy and Galleon's. Galleon's is a sporting goods store.
Did you ever have a Media Play?
We did. We had a Universe.
What is it called? There's Media Play, and they also had like a place in the mall too. It wasn't called Media Play. It was called something else. Not Circus City. It was like a small store. I won't be able to think of it now. But I used to love Media Play.
For your entertainment.
I used to love it much better than Best Buy.
I got you beat. Have you ever heard of Incredible Universe?
Never heard of
Incredible Universe. Google it. Incredible Universe is one of the most amazing stores that ever existed. Unfortunately, it went out of business. Ohio, specifically Columbus, is the test market for everything, which is awesome because all the restaurants there, you get like new food all the time. Downside is a lot of the food you love will never make it. So you're like, this food's great. It's gone again. Son of a gun. But they had this store called Incredible Universe. Incredible Universe... I'm exaggerating totally, but it seemed to me as a kid, one of every item that they sold in the store, you could be hands-on with. That's how cool it was. I mean,
that's pretty awesome.
I mean, think of like a Best Buy, but there's end caps everywhere, and every end cap is something you can play on. I mean, it was just so cool, and I'm sure they had some sort of legal issue, which is why they closed, because every time I went there, there was a line. I mean, picture a Best Buy with, like, a Sam's Club membership, because you had to have a membership to it, and that might have killed it, too. But the, everything there was so much cheaper than all of other major retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was just, I loved it. I would go there. I mean, we would go there and spend, like, 3 hours there. Like, that was our after-church ritual. Let's go to Incredible Universe. But back to depressing. So we went to Best Buy. And I was looking around, and I saw the Star Wars Knights of the Republic game. And I was like, man, that game looks awesome. I mean, I kind of want that game. And unfortunately, my computer at the time could not play the game. So I was able to talk my dad into buying me a like $150 video card for my computer, so I could just play this Star Wars Knights of the Republic game. And the moment I actually had the graphic card to play it, because I couldn't play it in my original one, the moment that I had it, dude, I could not stop playing. I could not stop playing. I mean, it was just so, such a good game. I mean, I must have played it 20, 30 times by now, and I'll still play it. And then I played the second one, even though it's by Obsidian and not the, you know, the superpower Fireware.
Terrible.
I'll still play it. I still play it. I like it. I do, because it's Star Wars.
The Exile.
Yes. Her name is like Metra, I think.
I don't even know.
Metra. I think it's actually the default if you just choose a random name. I think it's the first one that comes up. If you roll a girl. Excuse me. Canon is that the Exile's a woman.
Mm.
Which is actually weird. I was going to bring that up to you off air, but since we're here, I'll do it now. The Canon is Revan is a male who is light side. Okay? Which, you know, whatever. That's fine. He's a hero.
I didn't think he was really light side. I thought he was more like conflicted. Well, not bad, but like good, you know?
He's like good. He is light side, but he believes that you can't hide your emotions, because that all that does is opens you up to fall prey to the dark side.
So that's a lot of pent up stuff, man.
Exactly. He believes that you should channel the force, or you should have love, and you should have happiness. Now, the Jedi believe that you shouldn't have those things, because those things...
Emotions, you know, lead to weakness.
Exactly. You know, if you have love and someone kills her, you're going to get angry. If you have love and someone, you know, love leads to jealousy. So they say those things are wrong. But Revan has found, being light and dark side, that you should that love is better. You know what I mean? It makes you stronger, and it outweighs the risk.
Mm-hmm.
But the Exile, from my understanding, is supposed to be female dark side, which I can understand, because they want to do like the exact, you know, complete opposite of the first game. But if the Revan novel is supposed to be canon, which it is, I mean, it's completely the opposite. I mean, well, she's female. She's actually a male again. She's an hermaphrodite.
She's a Wachowski.
She's a Wachowski Jolie Bindo. No, but she's supposed to be evil, but nothing in the Revan book makes her the remotely bit evil dark side whatsoever. So, I have no idea. I don't know, but, I mean, we'll assume that the newest stuff is the newest canon, so she's not evil anymore. It's such a good game.
Exactly. But I've been rubbing it in his face the whole time. I've been playing it since last Tuesday.
He did, yes, no.
And he hasn't been able to.
Well, so. You know what pissed me off even more is I found out today, and this is why I'm more pissed than anything. First of all, I'm on DSL world. The DSL that I live in this mountain is, first of all, slow as balls. But besides that, they limit. I get 150 gigs of data transferring one way, I guess it's download, a month. But so, you know, Netflix, everything pulls from that 150. Every beta testing for Star Wars was 30 gigs. So, I mean, that was one-fifth of my internet. I would get letters, hey, you're about to go over. Hey, you've gone over. I'm like, what are you doing? I found out yesterday that the client for the actual game and the client for the early access was only 18 gigs.
Really?
I would have downloaded it in a second if I would have known it was only 18 gigs. First of all, that half, you're almost half the 30. But besides that, 30 gigs wouldn't have taken 2.5 days for me to download.
No, it wouldn't.
No. So I'm a little mad because I found out today and I was like, you're not serious. Are you serious? And I was so, mad.
But I get my collector's edition tomorrow.
Ooh, I've seen your collector's edition.
Is it a big box, actually?
It's semi-big. It's not nearly as big as Skyrim, if anyone's seen
it. I was actually going to ask that, yeah, so well, I was going to compare it to.
I'm trying to think. I don't know, it's a nice-sized box, but easily fit your arms around about. Arms around. I mean, because you got to think, though, Skyrim had a dragon in it. The dragon was about 2 feet tall, I think. Mm-hmm. But he had the wingspan. You know what I mean? So you want the wings open, so the box had to be bigger.
And this comes with an awesome Malgus statue.
Yeah, I don't care about Malgus, though.
Malgus is awesome. I think he's the coolest character so far in the lore. You can't have Revan because Revan isn't really officially in it yet.
Yeah. You know, I would have done... Well, I mean, the same thing with Scourge, I guess. You can't really have Scourge. I mean, out of who they've announced, yes. Scourge is a little bit better because Malgus, to me, is just the typical Jedi who has to have a respirator... Or the Sith who has to have a respirator. You know what I mean? Like, I get tired.
But I like his relationship issues and how he dealt with that, especially... Whew.
We're not going to spoil it. Read the book.
Nope, I'm going to spoil it.
You want to read more.
He has a tender heart down deep in his ugly face.
Reading Rainbow.
With Geordi.
Scourge, actually. Yeah, with Geordi LaForge. Mm-hmm. You know, see, no matter what we do, we're back to Star Trek.
We were talking about this earlier.
We did. I can't help it. Dude, Star Trek is awesome. But, you know, out of the two, I will say this right now. As much as I talk about Star Trek, which I'd say was my... you know, teenage to adult years. As much as Star Trek was on that I watched and I loved it, Star Wars was the foundation, 100%. When I was a kid, I would spend weeks at my grandparents' house. And they had this – I mean, my grandpa was awesome. He was the guy who would rent a movie from Blockbuster and then make a copy of the cassette tape because they're all VHS. He would make a copy of it. So his video library –
That's illegal.
I know. He would have – He had like a 6-page thing, and it was literally 6 pages because he'd alphabetize all the movies and told you what drawer they were in. He had 6 pages of movies, like movies that he had stolen, straight up stolen. But I'd watch.
And I ain't stealing if they give it to you.
Yeah, exactly. I paid my $6, my $2. It was Blockbuster back in the '90s. I would watch the 3 Indiana Jones movies, the fourth one ever happened. I'd watch the 3 Indiana Jones movies every single time I was over. And then probably like 3 of the days I was there, like spread out, I would watch Star Wars, the 3 Star Wars movies. They were just that good. They were that much a part of my childhood. And I think all of my anime, sci-fi love, geekdom comes from watching Star Wars when I was a kid.
Well put there, sir.
Thank you. I used the Force for that one. I channeled it. Mm-hmm. My rage. I'm so angry.
Well, but guys, it's still not too late. You can still come play with us. Our server that we are on is called Deathwind Corridor. It is a PvP server because you can't play any other way.
You know, I really thought people kept telling me Deathwing, and I was like, Deathwing? Are they just trying to like slap WoW in the face, like just teabag him, like straight up? This is Deathwing. It's Dark Corridor.
Shut up, fanboy. Shut up.
But it's Deathwind. No, dude, I'm a Star Wars fanboy, 100%.
Deathwind Corridor. And hop on with us. We're on the Republic. Credo Tenant, like always. We usually have people in the vent all day. hopefully we'll get more of them in there. We have 22 people in the guild so far. But our disadvantage currently
that's more than our listeners.
Yeah, I know, right? Our disadvantage currently is that we are playing on a server that has a Reddit population. Ooh. So on our side, we have the Reddit Republic, and on the Empire side, we have the Reddit Empire. So there's a lot of Redditors on our server, so the Reddit Republic's huge and has kind of a monopoly on things. I think they'll eventually fall apart, though.
They don't have a podcast.
They don't have a.
Here's what I would say. I'm making a miles guarantee.
I guarantee it.
Anyone who joins our guild from now till whenever, I will give you a shout out on this not really syndicated podcast.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
I will say, for instance, actually, I don't know if I have my name yet, so I don't know. I can't give myself a shout out.
Linky.
Linky. Go, Linky.
Woo. I have your name.
Which you better sign on. You better be able to sign on tonight, because then I can't play anyway. Because like, you can't delete the account. I can't make my character.
I'll get it. Hopefully I get on.
I will cry. Which is 11 minutes and counting at this point.
10 minutes for me. 11:50.
Wow, I better start spamming my login information. I have to go, guys. That's it for me. I have to go, seriously, literally spam my login account until it lets me play the game.
But, guys, that was a show. Glad to be back with you. We'll try to keep this more regular as we go.
I will say, next week's Christmas, and then the week after that's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. We're going back
new
in
year.
Time. It's New
Things
Year.
Things are starting to slow down. So we'll definitely get this up more often, at least one, or definitely once a week, hopefully.
Yes.
Guys, we will talk to you guys next time, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Here you go.
And Happy Life Day. And if you don't know what that means, look it up. Star Wars related again. Face.
Away in a manger, crib for a bed, for Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, down his head, his little head, the stars in the bright sky, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations, rise, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum. The first Noel, the angels did say, 'twas to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Yo, Jar Jar, my main man!